final settlement date. The minister has emphasized the importance of timely payments, noting that the funds play a critical role in supporting households, sustaining livelihoods, and enabling farmers to prepare for the ongoing farming season. And Msokotoni has thanked farmers for their patience and continued contribution to national food security and economic stability. A Lusaka resident has urged her parents to strictly monitor their children during the New Year celebrations, noting that many youths tend to misbehave during this period. John Mwaba has told Combat Radio News that on New Year's Eve, some children become uncontrollable and only realize their mistakes the following day. Mr. Mwaba has further warned that criminal activities also tend to increase during the festive period, making it important for parents and guardians to keep a close eye on their children. He has also advised their children to act responsibly when handling fireworks, stating that the loud explosions can negatively affect people suffering from high blood pressure and other health conditions. Kitwa City Council has approved a 541.1 million kwacha budget for the 2026 financial year, representing a 9% increase from the 2025 council budget, which stood at 534.53 million kwacha. The budget was prepared in line with the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the National Planning and Budgeting Act No. 1 of 2020, and is guided by the 2026 National Budget Guidelines, read together with the 2019 National Population Policy. Council Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Lupikisha says the increase in the 2026 budget is mainly attributed to the increase in Constituency Development Fund, CDF, from 36.1 million kwacha to 40.1 million kwacha per constituency. Mr. Lupikisha says of the total budget, 50.38% would be financed through government support, while 49.62% will be funded through locally generated revenue. He says under government support, the council is expected to receive a 200.162 million kwacha as CDF, 28.134 million kwacha in recruitment grants, and 18.198 million kwacha for the cash for work under social protection and community development program. Mr. Lupikisha adds that 13.136 million kwacha will come as district health services grant and 8.397 million kwacha under the World Bank funded Zambia Devolution Support Program, ZDSP, among other government funded programs. He states that locally generated revenue is projected at 258.72 million kwacha, or 49.62% of the total budget, comprising property rates amounting to 191.93 million kwacha, fees are totaling at 37.8 million kwacha, permits at 18.11 million kwacha, and levies amounting to 11.707 million kwacha, among other revenue resources. Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, as ZAPID, has thanked government through the Copperbelt Province Administration for the purchase of 115 wheelchairs. Speaking during the handover in Dola, ZAPID Copperbelt Province Chairperson Anthony Mwansa, who spoke on behalf of the beneficiaries, has stated that the gesture would go a long way in enabling a better mobility for persons with disabilities.
We're privileged to have received wheelchairs from government through Minister of Community Development and Social Services. So in the province, overall, we've received 115 wheelchairs, of which 30 were given to Ndola District to give to beneficiaries who had requested for these devices through the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities Office. So we submitted this list to Lusaka, and we have been honored that during this season, which is a season of giving.
Meanwhile, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Sanjekwa, who handed over the wheelchairs on behalf of government, states that government remains committed to assisting persons with disabilities. She has since urged the organization to deliver the wheelchairs to the intended beneficiaries and ensure that they are properly taken care of.
Question of 115 wheelchairs that the government has provided to be distributed through the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, which is DAPID, on the Copper Belt province. This initiative is a testament to all government a commitment to promoting inclusivity and empowering persons with disabilities. So, indeed, our appreciation to the Republican President, Dr. Hendrik Chilema, for the gesture to our people living with disabilities. So these wheelchairs will go a long way in enhancing mobility, promoting independence, and improving the overall quality of life for our beneficiaries.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamerica Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg impua, 200. 50 kg chihuahua, 60 kwacha. 50 kg kalembula, 80 kwacha. 50 kg lumanda, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 100 kwacha. 50 kg delele, 500. 50 kg Chinese, 130. 50 kg repu, 220. 50 kg big mango, 250. Mseke small mango, 200. Mseke boa tente, 800. Kavansa 600. Bokosi ya tomato 250. Onyoni ya white ponchu 120. Onyoni ya red ponchu 150. Nkuku zaloni 150. Tray ya maegesi 90 kwacha. Meda impwa 30 kwacha. Meda green beans 35 kwacha. Meda delele 50 kwacha. Meda Zinkubala 500. Meda Kapenta 380. Meda Binzi 220. Meda Vsala 50 kwacha. Meda Mpilipili 200. Unji Unji Kalembula 5 kwacha. Unji Unji Ondwe 5 kwacha. Unji Unji Lumanda 5 kwacha. Unji Unji Chihuahua 10 kwacha. Unji Unji Mabungo 10 kwacha. Unji unji repu 10 kwacha. Unji unji green pepper 5 kwacha. Unji unji virimbi 30 kwacha. Unji unji small mango 10 kwacha. Unji unji big mango 10 kwacha. Mimi si mozi 3 kwacha 15 ngwe.